have a question from a Nakula Das, which I'm just answering briefly or summarizing. His question is that we use the term Nitya Badha or eternally conditioned, and we use the word Nitya Siddha or eternally liberated. So how is it possible, therefore, that an eternally conditioned soul comes to the platform of becoming liberated and equal to an eternally liberated soul? Basically, that's his question. Here, the general answer to a complex topic is how the word nitya is being used. In the material world, we're in the material world because we came here. Wherever we came from, we came here, Krishna Bahir Mukyahu Gibo Gibon Chukari. When we turned away from Krishna, we entered into the material realm. So the word nitya here is meant to denote a long, long time. Time immemorial, as Prabhupada would say. However, in the spiritual world, everything there is truly nitya, which means that there's no past and there's no future. Or it goes on eternally since the past, and it's been going on. It will continue to go on eternally in the future, although neither one of those is existent. So it's eternal, eternally present. Similarly, for the Nitya Bada, there Nitya refers to his past and not to his future. If the Nitya Bada takes to devotional service, then through the process of devotional service, he becomes a sadhana siddha and can become equal to the Nitya Siddhas who reside in the spiritual world, because he enters from this Nitya condition, Nitya meaning a long, long time in the material world, to the Nitya condition in the spiritual world, which is literally a eternal state, a perpetual state, to use another word. And there he's perpetually perfect, whereas here he is conditioned. So the example that comes to mind, which is just my own example, is in a lake, in the ocean, the fish are wet. They're always wet. When we're on land, we are dry. But when we go into the water, then we're also wet, and our wetness is comparable, identical to that of the fish. Similarly, we become nitya or perpetual liberated when we go into the nitya dham, into the eternal spiritual dham. And until then, we're here in the material world. We are perpetual or eternally or for a long time, we are dry. So different usage of the word nitya that indicate different things, but the general understanding, if I've understood it, is like that. And that's it from Delhi for now. We're on our way to Udupi. Hare Krishna.